Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Denise Eckert, and I love coming on here and sharing different ideas and techniques to help you create a happier lifestyle. Today, I've got Mari Lee, and she's a trauma and mindset coach, quantum energy healer, and Akashic Record reader, helping women heal their past, connect to their higher selves, and create their dream lives. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today, Denise. I'm excited to be on the podcast and sharing some new tools to help individuals.
Sounds amazing. Now, what inspired you to do this kind of work?
I was on my own journey for a long time. I experienced a lot of traumas in my young adult years and teenage years, and they were things that had really stuck with me, as traumas tend to do. So I had done what society had really told me to do to heal. I had gone to talk therapy. I had been doing years of these more societally appropriate things. And it had helped a little bit, but these things were always still with me. They were still impacting my life, my decisions. They were still coming up for me on a very consistent basis, if not daily. And I had kind of reached this point of acceptance that this was how my life was just going to be, that they were always going to be with me, that I was never going to actually be able to fully heal them because, again, I had done what society told me to do. And when I found this work, somatic and energy healing, it really was the first time where I saw results that changed my life. The results that helped me feel confident, to feel like I was able to be happy and not just in this place of either numbing or disassociation or sadness, where I felt like good things do get to happen to me. I don't just have to expect bad things to happen to my life. And I do get to actually feel fulfilled in my career, in my relationships. I get to have it all. And so when I was able to, on my own healing journey, I really got to the place of, I am so frustrated with my career professionally. It doesn't light me up. It doesn't feel fulfilling. And it's not what I wanted to do. I had never been one of those people who was like, this is the thing that I want to do. And I knew that my whole life. I was always envious of those individuals. But when I found this work, I really knew in my body and my bones that this is what I was meant to do. And ever since then, I have been working to do this, to help in other individuals through their trauma, through their own healing, through their mindset journey, so that they can also reach that place of, I do get to create my dream life. I do get to live the life that I want to live. And I love spreading that message that we don't have to stay in that place where we do feel unfulfilled, unhappy, not confident. We get to come out of that. And that's just something that I didn't know 10 years ago. I didn't know that was possible. And so through my own healing journey, that's really what inspired me to help others and find the work that I get to do today.
I love that. And I'm so happy that you're here, because dealing with trauma, it's a really hard nut to crack, and we're all different. And as you said, the way society deals with trauma, it doesn't heal that way. And the talk we're going to have today is more on self-sabotage. So what are your thoughts on self-sabotage? Why do we do this to ourselves?
Yeah, self-sabotage is anytime we are holding ourselves back. And that can look like hundreds of different things, but it can be really procrastination, being disorganized, perfectionism, creating resistance within ourselves. It can look like settling. It can be a victimhood mentality, judging other individuals, coping mechanisms, unhealthy coping mechanisms like scrolling social media, logically analyzing things. There's so many different versions of it. And at the end of the day, all of these things that are types of self-sabotage really are mechanisms and triggers that we have created because of our traumas. So when it comes to self-sabotage, there's a lot of different ways to approach it. But with a lot of things, when it comes to this kind of work, awareness is, of course, one of the first steps. When we have more awareness, we're able to start logically understanding it. And we don't have to logically understand like where our traumas came from, where we developed the perfectionism or the procrastination, but it will help us to start somewhere. And I always say awareness is great. It is your starting point. We need awareness, but it is not going to heal. So we can be aware of our problems, but that doesn't fix our problems. And with awareness, whatever we are stopping ourselves from doing, we can talk about it on so many different levels. You can talk about it on the scientific level of what's happening in your body, how your limbic system is overriding all of these logical thoughts that are telling you, I need to do this thing in order to reach my goals to be successful. But it's stopping us because it's one goal is to keep us in, to allow us to survive, to keep us alive. And when we do things that feel unsafe, our limbic system kicks in and it overrides us. And it's like, nope, that feels unsafe because at one point we were seen and now we are going to stop ourselves from ever being seen again because we have all of these examples of how it is not safe for us to do that. And so we self-sabotage, even though we know that it isn't what we want to do, even though we know it's logically not what we want to do, our limbic system can override all of these. All of our muscles, our brain, it will override everything in us. And I believe that we hold traumas, fears, limiting beliefs, we really do hold them on four different levels. So we hold them not only mentally, emotionally, physically, but we also hold them energetically. So we hold them on these four levels. And that's why a lot of people maybe do like journaling and affirmations, and they're helpful to an extent, but you're not actually removing them on the physical level. You're not actually removing the energetics of them. And so when we do the healing work to go in to heal the perfectionism, the disorganization, the constant need to always be busy or in control, shame, guilt, whatever is keeping you in this self-sabotage cycle, we need to go in and heal it on all the levels to really actually get to the full extent of our potential.
That's quite an answer.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. I was just going on a little rampage there.
No, I mean, and self-sabotage is something that I think most of us do. And yeah. I mean, I love that you said, yes, the first thing we do need to do is create that awareness. Because I'm a perfectionist and nothing's ever ready. Nothing's ever ready. Doesn't matter how good it is or whatever. It never makes it out the door. But I've created that awareness. Now, when someone creates that awareness and we figure out, okay, this is holding me back, what can we do to move forward? Are there some tools or some techniques that you can share with the audience today?
Yes. So when you have the awareness, there's a few things that you can do. The first thing I say is if you get caught in this loop, if you're a very heady person who gets very stuck in their head, one of the things is to always release it. You need to release it from your body, whether that is journaling, whether that is making a voice memo and verbalizing it, whether that is sitting in your car and going on a tangent. You need to do something to express it. Because if we sit there and we don't actually release the thought loops, they're going to keep building. And so, for example, with perfectionism, if you're struggling with, it's just not perfect, it's not right yet, you need to get it out. And instead of letting it sit in your body, sitting in your mind, we have to release it. So I always recommend finding what works for you. Some people do a lot better with verbalizing it. For example, I do. I have to verbalize it. If I sit down and journal about it, that's great, but it still sticks for me. It doesn't actually get rid of it. Other people do really find that release from writing it out, from typing it, whatever they need to do, and that is good for them. So that would be one of my first tools.
Again, just to slow down here, can you give us an example, verbally getting it out of your system?
Yes. So I would go to like my voice memos on my phone, I'd hit record, and I would sit there and I would just let myself go on the tangent of, okay, this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like it's not going to be good enough. I'm feeling like I'm not ready to release this podcast episode, for example, because I have not done a good enough job with XYZ. And at the end of the day, like what is really stopping me? What is holding me back? Is it that it doesn't feel good enough? Is it that I don't feel good enough with it? I don't feel like it's worthy of being seen, that anyone's going to connect with this because it's not perfect. Like I would just talk it out, record it, get all of the thoughts that are cycling through my head out. And once I feel like there's no more energy left in that thought process and in those thought loops, then I would be able to say, okay, I have no more energy left to give this. I have released it. And if you feel like there's still energy there, if you feel like you're still having those thoughts come up, you probably haven't gone on your little rampage long enough. And once you're able to kind of get to that place that there's no more energy left to give, then you can go in and say, okay, am I ready now? Am I ready now to do the thing? And usually at that point, you're like, okay, I've released all of this fears and thoughts and limiting beliefs that are keeping me stuck here. And now I get to actually do the thing. Does that make sense?
That's so powerful. Yeah, it does. And I can't wait to try it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I love that you're asking yourself questions. Why not? Why? Why do you feel like this? And getting to the root of it. Like, why do we feel that things are not ready, or that we aren't putting out something that will be accepted by the world, or whatever we're doing? It's really getting over that hump and asking yourself those important questions shows us that we're full of crap, really, putting those barriers into our lives for absolutely no reason at all. What is the reality of these feelings? These feelings are false.
I mean, it depends on how you want to look at it. I usually say we have like our ego and our higher self. People use lower selves, they use soul. Like, there's all the different ways to say it, but our ego is the one who's holding us back. Our ego is the one who has all of these fears and these limiting beliefs. And we can't get rid of our ego, unfortunately. We can't just shove him aside. He will overpower us. He will be like, nope, nope, stop, stop, stop. And we have to talk to our ego. We have to work with it. We have to find a way to let it feel seen, because at the end of the day, it really just wants to be seen and heard. And once you acknowledge it, it's usually pretty good. So if you can do that, you can let yourself work back, get more to the root of actually what's stopping you, and you can give your ego the space to feel heard. And you can tell it why it's wrong. You know, once you get to the root, you can be like, I hear you. I get what's going on. I know you have these fears. This is why you're wrong. This is why we're going to do it anyways.
I love that. So you're basically giving the rules to the ego and going forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are not your rules. These are my rules.
Yeah. It okay. Just wants to be acknowledged.
Whether it's vocally or whether it's written, what other tools or techniques can you use to get over the hump of self-sabotage?
Getting into your body is going to be a big one, because when you can get into your body and connect and be present with yourself, whether this is through nervous system regulation, grounding, there's all kinds of different techniques you can use. And the techniques that are going to work best for you are going to be really dependent on your system. But getting into your body, creating a sense of connection, of presence, and of safety, and building that safety within your body is really going to help you, because it's going to give you more capacity. So this capacity that you're going to get by building up your nervous system and having more regulation, it's the difference between a teaspoon and a 5-gallon bucket. So if you have a teaspoon of capacity, you're going to get easily triggered, easily sent more into that frustration or avoidance or numbing or whatever it is that kind of comes up for you emotionally, physical sensations that come up for you. And if you can expand and build your capacity up, you're going to be able to go farther. You're going to be able to have more stress in your life, and it's going to be okay. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to matter as much. And you're not going to have that emotional hangover when you go through things. You're still going to have emotions. Having capacity and a regulated nervous system doesn't mean that you're just zen 24/7. You're still going to go in and out of these different responses, but they're not going to last for hours or days or weeks. It'll just be it is what it is. So that would be my second biggest recommendation, is to work on building up your capacity with yourself, with your nervous system, and getting into your body.
Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball. I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything, and still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutraSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you. Within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutraSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you're experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info, and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show. Yeah, it's kind of like emptying the bucket to make room rather than trying to fill a full bucket, right?
Absolutely. If your bucket is already filled up, you're already at your capacity, you're just going to keep going into overwhelm. Your self-sabotaging is going to keep getting worse, and the pattern is going to keep repeating.
Now, for someone that's listening to this, what other tips can you give them, create that awareness around self-sabotage? Because some people haven't recognized that trait yet, or that habit, or what is it, a habit, I guess, or is it?
It depends on how you want to look at it. It could be a defense mechanism. It could be a coping strategy. It could be an archetype that you really built your life around. A lot of people who are perfectionists, they're like, oh yeah, I'm a perfectionist. And they really identify with that. But it is also a way that we self-sabotage. So I would say a couple of other things is that, to build up your awareness. One, I want you to first understand that when we're self-sabotaging, we're creating energy leaks. If you don't know what an energy leak is, it's basically if you kind of picture you have all these different flows and you have so much energy and you keep having all of these offshoot of energy flows that's draining you, that's pulling all of your energy out because you're not closing up these leaks that you have. And so you don't have enough energy to put towards other things. So by self-sabotaging, we're creating energy leaks. That could be not getting to your laundry. So then it's just something that you're consistently thinking about. And you're like, even though it's something that's so small, you keep coming back to, oh, I got to remember to do my laundry. I got to remember to do my laundry. It's one of those things where it takes more time up in our day thinking about it than actually doing it. So you can start by becoming aware of your energy leaks. What are some of these things that you could just go get done right now and it would free up so much space in your brain. We're also building a sense of distrust with ourselves when we self-sabotage because we're not doing what we say we're going to do. And anytime we don't do what we say we're going to do for ourselves, we build that sense of distrust, and then we actually just keep giving ourselves more proof of why we're not trustworthy. And that comes down to a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
So we want to be realistic with what we can achieve. And so we're not going to be self-sabotaging as much, because even little things like doing the laundry, if we say we're going to do the laundry and we don't do it, we're telling ourselves, like, I'm not trustworthy. When we're self-sabotaging, we're really stopping ourselves from growing. We're stopping ourselves from creating the lives we desire because we're holding ourselves back. So creating the awareness can look like anytime you don't do what you say you're going to do, or you didn't reach your goals or something, sitting down and making that space for reflection, taking the time to be present with yourself and saying, okay, why didn't I do that thing this week? Did I just come up with a million other things to do and I didn't prioritize it as much? Did something happen that made me not do it? Was my goal not something I was actually in control of? And so now I feel like a failure, even though I actually had no control over this goal. We want to set ourselves up for success when we come to our goals, for our actions, for what we say we're going to do. And so when you can take that space to reflect and really get to the root of, like, how am I stopping myself? Am I creating resistance? Am I making myself and filling up my schedule so much? I'm constantly keeping myself busy because I'm uncomfortable being with my room or being with myself. I'm making my schedule so busy that I don't actually get to prioritize the things that I know are going to move the needle. Am I sitting in this cycle of shame and guilt because I'm sitting in it and I'm not actually letting myself move through it and release it and heal it? Am I procrastinating because I don't think it will be good enough because I have this perfectionism? Am I procrastinating just because it feels hard to do? Am I procrastinating because it feels unsafe? So if you know that you are self-sabotaging or you're not doing what you say you're going to do, just give yourself the space to reflect and keep going deeper. Keep asking why. Keep asking why. Ask why 7-10 times. Because usually what's on the surface is not actually the thing. And when we keep going deeper and we keep going, why? Okay, why that? That's when we actually get to the root.
Yeah, that's heavy. I love your example of the laundry, because I find that when you do start self-sabotaging yourself, I know myself, I'm in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of these people, I go do things.
Yeah.
And I love that you said, just go do it, get it done. And then that's it. Like, you know, it's wasting energy. It's wasting mind space or whatever you want to call it. And it's swirling around and it can cause anxiety as well. Yeah. Like you're constantly thinking about, okay, I got to do the laundry. Why is this becoming such a big thing when it's not a big thing?
Why are you avoiding it? And give yourself a treat. Like, be like, if I go do the laundry, I can go do this thing I really want, or I can go have a piece of candy. Like, yeah. Let yourself reward yourself. You can use a reward system that works.
So we're going to be wrapping this up, Marie. Could you give us your words of wisdom on self-sabotage to share with the audience today?
Yes. My words of wisdom would be, you cannot control your past. You cannot control where you have sabotaged historically. You can only control your present and moving forward. So you don't need to be hard on yourself. You just take a moment to realize every single person on this planet has self-sabotaged. Every single one of us. And we all do it on a very regular, if not daily basis. And so you do not need to take your time to sit in that shame or that guilt or feeling bad that you avoided something and didn't do it. But you can change the present moment. You can change what you do now, and you can change your actions moving forward. And so know that when you take that space to be present with yourself, to connect, to reflect, to get back into your body, just make that decision that you want to change this, that you want to cultivate that awareness so that you can change it moving forward. Because when we stop the cycle of self-sabotaging, we stop holding ourselves back.
Wonderful. So I understand that you offer sessions to clients. Can you give us just a brief outline of what you do for people?
Yes. I work with individuals to overcome their past, whether that is your trauma, your limiting beliefs, your fears, to connect to your higher self. Because when we heal, we are making space for our true selves, our soul, our higher selves to shine through. And ultimately, create your dream life, whatever that version looks like for you. I do somatic healing, quantum energy work. I use a variety of tools with my clients and also work within the Akashic Records with them. And I love working with individuals, whether it's on self-sabotaging, perfectionism, or whether it is on feeling more empowered, feeling confident, free, fulfilled. And that is just a little very broad overview of what I do.
Wonderful. So I will be putting all her contact information wherever you're watching, reading, or listening to this. And feel free to reach out and ask her questions. So thank you so much for your time today. Wonderful information, because self-sabotage is my thing. I've created the awareness. I recognize it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Denise, for having me. And thank you for everyone who's listening.
Great. And now leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.